Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. All right, Arisha, I gotta tell you, I've held this in long enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick of your secrets.
Okay, well, secrets make the world go round, so...
No, secrets are no fun. Secrets hurt someone. We all know that. But I gotta say, like, there's some secrets that I'm like, why is this a secret? Like,
yeah.
Kylie Jenner hasn't told us her baby's name yet, and I just don't really understand what the big deal is with that.
Yeah, especially because, you know, we're gonna know it soon enough.
Yeah.
And of course, with secrets come theories. Mm-hmm. And there are theories now that Kylie's family has been hinting about the baby's name on their socials.
What? They have social media?
I know. It's truly shocking.
Wow. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, February 10th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Binge all episodes of The Last City ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So, well, Kim and Kanye have been sucking up pretty much all of the media air lately with their co-parenting drama. Kim's little sister, Kylie Jenner, quietly had a baby boy. And I know I said we didn't care, but we do care. We just didn't care as much, you know? She made the announcement on Sunday, which was 5 days after the birth. And she just posted a super simple photo on Instagram. But there was one critical piece of info missing. She did not reveal the baby's name.
Yeah, so Kylie shared the news with a black and white photo of a child's hand holding a little baby's hand, and we're assuming that the child's hand is her daughter Stormy's.
Yeah.
That post received over 18 million likes, which is the most likes of any Kardashian family baby announcement. Mm. Someone called Guinness. And for reference, Kim's now 4-year-old Chicago comes in second with only 7.1 million likes. Very paltry.
What an ego blow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
That's really going to give you a complex, that's for sure. But yeah, Kylie captioned the post with a simple blue heart emoji and the date, 2/2/22. And generally, blue hearts mean it's a boy. And we don't know what the name is.
Right. it's obviously been a few days now.
Yeah.
Like more days than normal, I think.
It's a week old yesterday.
Yeah. So there hasn't been really anything from Kylie or the baby's father, Travis Scott, about the name. But of course, there are some fan theories. Some people are searching the comments for clues on Kylie's post, and they think they have an idea what the name might be.
This is just truly wild to me that people would just comb comment sections to deduce this. I mean, it's obviously a case for the FBI.
Right.
Let's let them do it. But yeah, in the comment section on Kylie's post, some of her family has chimed in to share their joy and celebrate the new addition to the family. And Kylie's mom, Kris Jenner, commented angel pie on the post. Kim commented with two simple emojis, the baby angel emoji and a blue heart emoji. And Kylie's makeup artist, Ariel Tejada, wrote, can't wait to meet the little angel. And Kylie's best friend, Stassi, commented angel baby on the post. So based off of these four comments, people are like, oh, this baby must be named Angel.
Yeah.
To be fair, the comments could also be a reference to the baby's angel number since he was born on the second month in 2022. So a lot of twos in the birth date.
Yeah. God, that's, you know, I love shit like that.
Yeah.
Like angel numbers, all that stuff. Like, that'd be so cool to have your birthday be 2222.
I mean, my theory is this baby was born on this day on purpose.
I mean, yeah, she was like, induce me this second.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, yeah, that's my own theory, and I'm taking it to People magazine.
I think it's a fair one. There's also a pretty wild fan theory that Kylie might have named her new baby Valentine. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because of the February birth date. Some fans think that Kylie might have chosen Valentine as a business move.
Which this is such a...
I mean,
these theories, sometimes it's just like, why are we even saying this? So one fan theorized on TikTok that Kylie may have named her baby Valentine because Kylie has a new Valentine's Day makeup collection out this month. The collection dropped just 2 days after her baby was born on the 4th of February. And the TikTok user said the name would be a good business move because anytime someone Googled Valentine and Kylie Jenner, her Valentine's Day makeup collection would come up. And it does. But does she need this kind of help?
I don't know. But if this were true, it kind of does make sense, I guess. But
I don't see Kylie as the kind of person that would reduce her child to being a business move. Like, that just seems like the name, the generally people carry their names their whole life. I can't see her being like, oh, my sales are really far down. I'm not a billionaire all on my own. Like, I don't see that, but TikTok does.
And I'm sure her daughter, Stormy Lipkit, would agree. So Kylie and Travis are pretty private about the relationship and their family life. Like, Kylie's pretty private in general, I gotta say. We know she famously kept her first pregnancy with Stormy a secret. She's been very tight-lipped about the second baby. But still, why the name? Why is the name the big secret?
Yeah, I mean, maybe she's just got to have a secret with each baby, and this is the only thing she can keep a secret right now. I don't know. A source close to the couple spoke to People about the baby's name, and the insider says Travis and Kylie picked out a name together, but they'll only share when Kylie's ready. Doesn't matter when Travis is ready. Just only Kylie. The insider also says Kylie's planning to share the name in a few days, and also she wants to make sure she loves the name before she announces.
I mean, what if it is Valentine and she announces it on Valentine's Day?
Okay.
That could be wild.
That could be definitely wild. I feel like, I mean, the point of like making sure you love the name, I totally get that. Like,
I do get that.
Yeah. I hate things 2 minutes in, so.
Right.
Well, that's fair.
I mean, especially when it's such a high profile child, too. It's like, once that's out there, like, there's no takesies backsies, and you're going to be in the tabloids for a long time with whatever name you choose. So I do get that. So while Kylie and Travis haven't publicly talked more about their baby, Caitlyn Jenner, who loves to talk about everything,
did
an interview with Good Morning America yesterday. And of course, her new grandson was obviously a big topic. And this is actually Caitlyn's 19th grandchild.
It's a lot of babies.
It is a lot of babies. And she said, I can never keep all the birthdays right. It's all on a computer. It's all on this fancy internet box.
That's such a grandparent thing to say.
It really is. She's like, I write them all down in this notebook here with this quill pen. In the interview, Caitlin says, the family is growing. Kylie had her little boy. It was announced the other day. Which, was she just reading that from a newspaper? Mm-hmm. We all know that much.
Yeah, yeah.
She's
given us the deets there.
Yeah. And then she says, I have to be very quiet. I have to be very sensitive and be very careful when I talk about the family, but they're great. And then she adds, Kylie's doing great. Everybody's doing good.
Mm-hmm. There's that great again.
Hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Caitlin, she also caused some intrigue in saying she's careful when talking about the family because there's a lot of secrets, which, of course, everyone's like, OK, what are they? Share.
Yeah. She's like, should we read your book to hear them? Classic. Caitlin trying to keep secrets. OK.
Such a good point. Caitlin's also probably being extra careful, though, about revealing family info because she was the one that leaked pregnancy rumors last August. She was caught on video saying she was about to have another grandchild, which, of course, everyone was like, Kylie or Kendall, which one of them is pregnant?
Yeah.
But it turned out she was actually referring to her son, Bert Jenner, and his wife, Valerie Patalo, who are expecting a baby in about a month, which will be number 20 for those of you keeping score at home.
I don't know why the name Bert Jenner is so funny to me.
Bert, I always think of Bert and Ernie.
I know. Thank God he wasn't a twin. Little Bert and Ernie Jenner. So I don't know. I think we've got to have a baby announcement for Kylie soon. Unless she like does this whole newfangled thing. She's like, I'm going to let the baby choose its name. Which
my God.
I could totally see happening.
That would be no way. Like, what do you even call it?
I don't know.
You're like, hey, blank, come over here. And then they're going to start thinking their name is blank.
Angel Pie.
Oh, my God.
We'll call him Angel Pie, obviously. Kris Jenner said so.
For the record, everyone calls new babies angels.
That's a great point. Yeah.
It's like no one has ever seen a baby announcement. And I consider everyone lucky that hasn't had to see one.
Wow. Hot take. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.